Hello, welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and this week's edition of the show is being brought to you during the great snow crisis of 2018 here in Britain. It's London, it's snowing, how will we cope? Well, it's time for some great theatre organ music, and I've decided on this week's show to feature an instrument which is very firm in my favourites. It's the Wurlitzer that hailed from the regal Kingston upon Thames, later ABC. So I've decided to feature some tracks which show off the Wurlitzer in all its glory. But we don't start off with those old fuddy-duddy recordings made by Torch. We join the action in the late 50s, when Joseph Seal came on the scene and really altered the Wurlitzer to suit his style and taste. So here is Joe with a medley of Jerome Kern favourites.
Thank you.
Joseph Seal there with Look for the Silver Lining, She Didn't Say Yes, All the Things You Are, I Won't Dance, and The Waltz in Swing Time, all written by Jerome Kern. Absolutely fabulous, and that track really just demonstrates every single asset of that Wurlitzer. But it doesn't stop there, as we got one more Joseph Seal track to play for you. This comes from a record of late night easy listening music, and they're all filled with those sort of laid-back numbers. And I've decided to pick a song which many of you will know is a favourite of mine, and it's simply called Moonglow. Well, like many cinema organs in the early 70s in this country, they upped and left and were bought by varying people. And this particular Wurlitzer was acquired by Mr. Frank Holland, who had founded the Musical Museum in Brentford. And, well, what a pinnacle to your musical museum, none other than a Wurlitzer. And in October 1972, the removal of the Wurlitzer from the theatre began and the installation into the Musical Museum started. Now, many of you who have been to the Musical Museum recently, this was not the building that I'm referring to. If you go 100-odd metres down the road of Brentford High Street, you will find yourself in an old church, which is now, incidentally, a lovely block of flats. This church was where the Musical Museum was started, not the modern building, but we'll come onto that in a little while. The organ was installed in the church in two chambers, as it was in the cinema. However, I am told that the chambers didn't have any ceilings, which is rather odd, but it seemed to work rather well on the recordings I've heard. I'm too young to remember those days. Anyway, let's get on with some music at the Musical Museum in Brentford, the church building, with a wonderful piece of light music written by Trevor Duncan. Played by David Shepherd, here's High Heels. The lush sounds there of David Shepherd with High Heels. Of course, David became very much inspired by the sound of this Wurlitzer and the music created by Joseph Seal on it. David is the proud custodian of Joseph Seal's music library and goes around recreating Joseph's wonderful style of melodic playing. Well, for those of you who are interested in such geeky matters, the Wurlitzer has 12 ranks of pipes. It's got Vox Humana, concert flute, crummet, violin and celeste, kinnura, saxophone, tibia clausa, open diapason, French trumpet, harmonic tuba and English horn. Hence why it has that rather buzzy, strident sound. Since the organ has been in the Musical Museum, it's been looked after by the American Theatre Organ Society's London and South of England chapter's head technician Len Rawl, who tunes it and maintains the Wurlitzer. He recorded an album on the Wurlitzer in 1995, or thereabouts, and this is a beautiful Charles Trenet number, La Mer. Len Rawl there getting some wonderful, gorgeous sounds from the Musical Museum Wurlitzer. Well, it was 10 years ago this year that the Musical Museum moved up the road to its new building, where the Wurlitzer could sing into a purpose-built concert hall. All the other museum exhibits followed, and it was a triumphant opening. Well, the Wurlitzer still maintained its unique characteristics, as demonstrated by the new resident organist Chris Barber, who has incidentally just released a new CD. The CD is called España and celebrates the music of Spain. It's got 15 tracks on it and is available from the museum at £10. So I'm going to play a track from that CD for you now, and it's a beautiful rumba which develops into a tango called Marie Elena. Thank you. Musical Museum resident organist there, Chris Barber, with Marie Elena from his new CD. Well, it's scary to think that it was 3 years ago that I recorded Nicholas Martin live in concert for this very show. So I've decided to resurrect one of my favourite tracks from the concert to end this week's show. The Wurlitzer had a grand piano originally in the theatre, but this, of course, like many grand pianos, went walking about. When it went to the Musical Museum, it acquired the grand piano that was originally attached to the Regal Nottingham Conica, which is what you're going to hear in this medley of piano favourites, as played by Nick. Free by Russ Conway, Side Saddle, China Tea and Lucky Five, and ending on the black and white rag, of course made famous by Winifred Atwell. Thank you. Nicholas Martin there with those toe-tapping piano favourites, bringing this week's show to a close. Well, that's about all we got time for on this week's show. I hope that you've enjoyed the selection from the golden voice of the Kew Bridge Wurlitzer, and that you'll join me next Thursday at 8 p.m. for another variety of theatre organ tracks from around the world. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time. Take care.